Months after unprecedented floods in Pakistan, much of the farming land in Kherpur district in the southern Sindh province is still underwater. People are rebuilding as best as they can, but many are angry with the government's response. Aid was slow to reach remote regions.
Our houses have fallen down. We don't have tents. We can't shade our children from the sun. Our houses have been submerged. I swear to God, there is nothing left. All our belongings have been washed away. We're poor, our children are sick. They are just sitting there.
At the height of the flooding, a third of Pakistan was underwater. 33 million people were affected. The military and emergency services responded, as did thousands of volunteers. Still, an estimated 16 million children lost their homes and schools and were vulnerable to waterborne disease and malnutrition. In the months since the disaster, outbreaks of cholera, malaria and dengue fever have been reported.
This thing requires that we change the way our drainage system works. We have to improve our drainage system so that the water can go out. If we don't do that, we won't be able to do anything. Additionally, we will also have to see how we grow our crops. In which season do we grow them? We'll have to work on that. Then we'll have to have disaster-resistant structures now.
Disasters or states of emergencies were declared in 19 of the country's 25 poorest districts, pushing about 9 million people into poverty. With an economy already in crisis before the monsoon season, the government has appealed for more help from the global community.
The cameras have left, the waters have not yet subsided. How do we start, even if the waters subside? Where are we going to mobilize the vast resources in a cash-strapped economy to rebuild this country and get people's jobs and livelihoods back on their feet and not be further debt burdened?
These waters might recede in a few weeks or months, but climate change is here to stay.
Our correspondent, Osama bin Javed, visited Sindh province. He says many people there are afraid the world will forget them.
Even if we go totally green and totally renewable tomorrow, somehow, we will still remain very tiny contributors. Because we are tiny contributors to the emissions pool, the global emissions pool, it won't make a difference. So global warming will continue, our glaciers will continue to melt. What's the way forward? The way forward is that the big polluters, the big emitters, have to A, make restitution to the global south.
A historic loss and damage fund was adopted at the UN Climate Change Conference in Egypt in November. It aims to compensate poorer nations battling extreme weather. But environmentalists say more needs to be done to reduce the emissions causing climate change, or vulnerable countries like Pakistan will continue to suffer. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.